The first Mishnah of the first Perek, a Pirkei Avos, teaches us, Moshe kibbol Torah miSinai. Moshe received the Torah from Sinai. Moshe Yeshua, and he gave it over to Yeshua. Yeshua Zakenim, Yeshua gave it to the Zakenim. The Nevi'im, the Zakenim gave it to the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im Masru L'Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. And the Nevi'im gave it over to the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. And there are many obvious questions that the Mefarshim pose in understanding this Mishnah. Of course, the first question is, why is this the Mishnah which is the introduction to Pirkei Avos? Another question is, the Mishnah changes its wording. It begins with the words, Moshe kibbol Torah miSinai. The Moshe kibbol received the Torah from Sinai. But as the Mishnah continues, the Mishnah says, Umasrol Yeshua. When it speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu passing on the Torah, it says, Masrol Yeshua. Why the change of wording? And another question is that the Mishnah uses the word Moshe kibbol Torah miSinai. Moshe received the Torah from Sinai. But that is not really accurate. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't receive the Torah from Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah bisSinai. Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah on Har Sinai, but he didn't receive it from Sinai. So the Baal Shem Tov asks a question. He says, we find a very interesting phenomenon. When Moshe Rabbeinu was approached by Hashem to be his shliach, the paroi, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Mi anoichi ke'elecha paroi? Who am I that I should be the one to go to paroi? Yet we find that the very same Moshe Rabbeinu was prepared immediately to be the individual that will receive the Torah from Hashem. What changed? So he explains that Moshe Rabbeinu did not see the receiving of Torah as something that was such a great honor. He actually saw it as something that was difficult. He saw that which mountain from all the mountains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose to give the Torah on, he said Har Sinai. Because Har Sinai, we know, as the Medrash says, was the smallest mountain, the lowest mountain. And that's what the Tanna is coming to teach us. Moshe kibbol. All of a sudden we find Moshe Rabbeinu prepared to receive the Torah. This Moshe Rabbeinu, who never is the one that wants to be in the forefront. But he said, receiving the Torah doesn't necessarily mean a sign of greatness. What's the proof? miSinai. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Har Sinai to give the Torah on. And that's Pshat, he says. The Gemara says, Ot Yiro Milsa Zitrasu. The Pasuk says, Ma Hashem Shol Mimach. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from us? Ki'im. Liras Hashem Alkecha. All he asks is Yerushimayim. And the Gemara asks, Ot Yiro Milsa Zitrasu. Is Yerushimayim such a insignificant accomplishment? So he says, In Lagaba Moshe Milsa Zitrasuhu. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that anything that he was connected to can't be a big deal. And moreover, the Gemara says, in Masech Techulin Daf Peitas, that Gol HaNemah B'Moshe, what the Pasuk describes about Moshe Rabbeinu, is even greater, says the Pasuk, B'Mashinem B'Avram Avinu, what it says by Avram Avinu. Shavram Amar, Avram Avinu said, V'Noichi Ofer V'Efer. Ofer V'Efer is dust and ash. Not very significant, but are something. Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Pasuk said, V'Nachnu Ma. What's the difference between Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer and Nachnu Mo? Moshe Rabbeinu said, V'nachnu, I'm part of Klal Yisrael. I'm not different. I'm part of Klal Yisrael, and I am Mo. I am nothing. But on the other hand, explained the Mepharshim, Har Sinai is called Har and Sinai. Har represents that it was a mountain. Sinai represents that it was low. To teach us that even the Anof, even the modest person, has to have in himself this combination of Har and Sinai. He has to know when to use the Midah of Har and when to use the Midah of Sinai. And they go on to explain. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, Perik Chav Zayin, Kamayim haponim l'ponim, just like you see your reflection in the water, Kein leva odom ala odom. So they explain that if somebody stands with some distance from the water, his shadow in the water looks very big. As the person gets closer to the water, his shadow looks smaller. Until when the person's face is right on top of the water, and then he'll see the exact same size as his face is actually. So too is the relationship between people. If somebody considers himself greater than somebody else, then that other person will think that I'm greater than him. But if I consider myself smaller, equal to the next person, then he will consider himself equal to me. The Pasuk says, regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'dibar Hashem a Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicated with Moshe, ponim al ponim kashidaba ish areyu. How did they speak to each other? Like when the two faces are almost touching, right against each other. And since Moshe Rabbeinu acted with such utter humility in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that created a situation that Moshe Rabbeinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should choose to speak directly to Moshe Rabbeinu face to face. Now the questions that we began, and that's why the Pasuk says, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says, that Peches, that where Klal Yisrael were standing by Kabbalah of Torah, Kof Aleim Har Kigigas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced them to receive the Torah. He turned over the mountain like a barrel. And all the Mepharshim asked the question, Klal Yisrael were more than willing to accept the Torah. Klal Yisrael said, Nasa V'nishma. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced them to accept the Torah. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu was teaching them a lesson that in all situations, even when you're small, even when you're not ready to accept the Torah, to learn the Torah, you have to force yourself to learn the Torah. Now we can understand very much why this is the first Mishnah of Pirkei Avos. Because the Mishnah is teaching us the importance of humility. And the Mishnah is teaching us that the first necessary step required in order to learn Torah, in order to get connected to Pirkei Avos, is humility. Moshe Kibel, Moshe Rabbeinu learned that lesson, Mi Sinai. That's the lesson that we learn from Sinai. And Pirkei Avos, which is the limud that we spend the weeks between Pesach and Shavuos learning, the limit of those weeks is that if we want to be Mekablei Torah, those that receive the Torah, we too need to learn the lesson of Har Sinai. And then the Mishnah continues. If there's any one lesson that a Rebbe needs to impart on his Talmidim, Umasroi, if there's a lesson that a Rebbe has to impart on his Talmidim, is that lesson. And Moshe Rabbeinu indeed taught that lesson to Yeshua. The Ruga Sabaisim has a different explanation. He says, of course there's a significant difference when one learns Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu versus when one learns Torah from a Rebbe. No one could be really worthy of learning Torah directly from Hashem. And therefore, the person who learns Torah from Hashem, Lach is Kibloi. It's a gift. It's a gift HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. However, when a Rebbe chooses a Talmud, the Talmud has to be worthy to receive the Torah. And that's why by the Talmud it says a Masra Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu decided Yeshua is worthy. But continues the Aruga Sabaisim in saying, he says, if we continue looking at the Mishnayis in our Perek, the Perek says, Bishta Gimel, Antignos Ish Soichi Kiba Mishim Natsadik. So it's very interesting, he says. First, the Mishnah starts, Moshe Kibol Torah Masinai. We've given explanation why the Tana used the words Kibel. Now, the Tana continues into the word of Masra, which we've also explained why the Tana uses that word. And then the Tana goes back in Mishnah Gimel to the word Kibel. Why? So he says, because even though when a Rebbe teaches a Talmud, he's supposed to choose the Talmud that is most worthy. However, if there's going to be a time when such Talmidim cannot be found, teaches us the Tana. Don't say, well, there's nobody to be Maisra Torah to. There's no one to teach Torah to. There are no Talmidim worthy. Masra. Keep, at that point, Kibel. Then take any Talmud, but don't let the Torah, Chas V'Sholem, be forgotten. Moshe Kibel Torah Mesinai. So, the Batanur explains that it's easy to understand when you learn all of Mishnayis and you learn all of Shas that these are halachas, these are concepts that are taught from a Rebbe to Talmud. Teaches us our Tana that not only are the halachas and the dinim and the concepts of lomdus something that we need to learn from our rabbeim and need to learn with a Masaira, but even the divrei musar, the ethics that are taught in Pirkei Avos, are also something that has to be transmitted from a Masaira, from a Rebbe to a Talmud. And the Mishnah continues, they taught us three halachas. Have a mesunah medin, be cautious, careful, v'midu talmidim harbe, raise many talmidim, v'sus yog l'tayra. So, the Kotzke Rebbe would explain, what is the difference between someone who's a mosun, who's cautious, and someone who's otzel, who's lazy. So he says, the difference between a cautious person and a lazy person is not that a lazy person doesn't do things quickly. A lazy person does things without thinking. And a mosun thinks before he does. Tells us the Tana, hab mesunim bedin. Think about it carefully. However, says Rav Shimon Seifer, that doesn't mean that always is that the way to go. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Shimru Mishpat Vasut Staka. He explains, when it comes to Mishpat, Shimru Mishpat, go carefully, think through what is the right thing to do. But when it comes to Staka, a suit stalker, do the stalker immediately without wasting any time. The people who you need to do stalker with, can't afford for you to wait. Hamida Tamida Habe. So I saw that the Baal Shem, when he began Chassidus, did not have many Talmidim. And they asked him, doesn't the Tana of our Mishnah say, V'amidu Talmidim Harbe, that one should have many Talmidim? So he answered with a mashal. He says, there are two theories amongst farmers. There are farmers that plant every inch of the field. And by planting every inch of the field, they hope there will be abundance of crop. There are farmers, he said, who don't plant every inch of the field. They just plant certain rows. But those rows that they plant, they put their entire life into those rows. What's the difference? If you plant your field, every inch of it, you're going to indeed have an abundance of produce. But that abundance of produce will be of poor quality. On the other hand, if you plant not that many rows, but every row you plant, you're careful to put your entire life and heart into, then you will have excellent results. Tells us the Tana, doesn't mean that you should have many Talmidim. Rather, what the Tana means to teach us is, Vamidu Talmidim. But those Talmidim, you know what kind of Talmidim you ought to have? Talmidim who are Harbe, who are quality Talmidim. Those are the Talmidim that one is supposed to have. And in fact, the Chayvus Halvavus says the best way to make sure that your oil lamp is going to get extinguished is if you put too much oil into the lamp. So too, it's important to have Talmidim, but it's important to have the right amount of Talmidim, not to have too many Talmidim that you won't be able to concentrate and spend the proper time, energy, and effort to make sure that they indeed grow to where they ought to be. I saw a very interesting story from the Ger Rebbe, the Chiddush HaRim. When the Chiddush HaRim built his Beis HaKnesses in the city of Ger, the Chassidim saw that he was very happy, he was in a very good mood. And the Chassidim approached him that he should share his feelings with them at that important moment. So he quoted the Gemara in Masechta Brachos Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara Masechta Brachos Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph discusses the Rav Gamliel, we know, was originally the Nasi, and he was removed from his position. And the Gemara says, Oy Siyoy, that day the Rav Gamliel was removed from his position. Silkua L'Shoymer HaPesach, they removed the guard who was at the door of the Beis HaMedrash. Any Talmud that wanted to come to learn was able to. So Rav Gamliel Makris, Rav Gamliel had a rule, call Talmud she'ein toichet kabaroi, al yikonis l'beis hamedrash. Any Talmud who isn't true, who's inside and outside don't match, should not come to learn. Hahu yoyim etoisu kamasav sli b'beis hamedrash. But that day that this guard was removed, there were many new Talmidim that came to Beis HaMedrash. It says the Gemara, Kachol Shadat Rav Gamliel. And Rav Gamliel felt bad. So ask the Chiddush HaRim. Rav Gamliel obviously felt that this is the proper philosophy. The proper philosophy is that only Talmidim who are true should be invited to the Beis HaMedrash. So that's his philosophy. What changed that day? So he said, what Gamliel recognized is that absolutely he still held with his opinion that only Talmidim who are Toichim Kabarim should be invited into the Beis HaMedrash. But he learned on that day that if, even if you have a Talmud who isn't on that Madrega, but the Beis HaMedrash, if you invite him into the confines of the Beis HaMedrash, then the Beis HaMedrash, the environment of the Beis HaMedrash will have such a powerful influence on him that they will become Toichim Kabarim. And that was why Chol Shadat Gamliel. That's why Gamliel felt bad. He didn't realize that the Beis HaMedrash could have this profound influence. Had he recognized the profound influence of the Beis HaMedrash, he would have been much more lenient in whom he would allow into the Beis HaMedrash. But as we study these Shloish Dvarim, I saw in the Sefer Nesivas Chaim a question. As we've been discussing in our entire shiur today, this is the first Mishnah of Pirkei Avos. This is the introduction of Pirkei Avos. Yet it seems that our Mishnah is speaking to Rabbonim, have a Mesunim Bedim, have a Hamidah Talmidim Harbe, a Sus Yogla Torah. These are all behaviors for Rabbonim. Shouldn't the first Mishnah Pirkei Avos speak to all of us? So he says, absolutely. And he says that the lesson of this Mishnah should not be understood as speaking only to Rabbonim. Have a Mesunim Bedin. Chachamim are teaching us that when you want to do something, not only a Rebbe, a parent, one person towards another person, should really think, have a Mesunim Bedin, is this the right thing to do? Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. We think sometimes that who are the people that are the ones that bring Talmidim? Rabbonim, Rosh Yeshivas, Rabbeim, teaches us the Tana. In the first Mishnah of our Masechta, Hemidu Talmidim Harbe, every Jew has the ability to be Mamet Talmidim Harbe, to bring Talmidim. If we serve as examples of how to live, if we teach our children by example how to live, then we, even though we're not Rabbonim and Rosh Yeshiva, are being Mamet Talmidei Harbe. Vasus Yagla Torah doesn't mean, he says, specifically the rules that Chazal established, the different gezeiros that we find throughout Shas that Chazal established. A Siyus Yagla Torah is every person has to recognize what he needs to do to make sure that he indeed will fulfill all that it says in the Torah. As the Gemara Masechta in the Dorm says, we learned the Gemara Masechta in the Dorm speaks about Nidrei Zeruzim, that a person is allowed to make a neder to encourage himself to do mitzvahs based on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Nishbati Vakaima, Nishbati, I'm allowed to make a shvuah Vakaima Lishma Mishpatei Tzidkecha to make sure that I will fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem. That's not something that only Chazal need to do. Every one of us needs to know ourselves. And if we know ourselves, we will know what siyogim we need to make sure that we're doing, that we indeed will remain committed and fulfill the Torah. The Ksav Sofer, however, has a different explanation. He says, typically, say he quotes a Gemara in Masech the Tomid, that Flamed Beis Omen Aleph. Haroitze Shiyichya, if somebody wants to live, Yomises Atzmai. If somebody really wants to have, Posh Pshat in the Gemara, if somebody wants to have Olam Haba, Yomises Atzmai. That means in this world, he has to forego, he has to hold himself back. However, so that means such if a person really wants to make sure that he's going to be zoicha to olam haba, he has to yamas esatzmai. He can't enjoy this world. However, he says that we're going to learn later in Pirkei Avos, Perek Hei, Mishnah Yudches, Hamazakas HaRabim. If somebody is an individual who causes other people to do what's right, Ein Chet Bal Yadai. So he says, that's what the Tanna is teaching us. Asus Yad L'Torah. If you want to make sure that you're going to fulfill everything it says in the Torah, you have to make siyagim. And those siyagim are not always very enjoyable. But you know what can be done to avoid that difficult approach? There's one thing that you can do. Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. Find a lot of Talmidim. If you'll have a lot of Talmidim, if you'll be an individual who is Mezakis HaRabim, and as we just said, somebody who's Mezakis HaRabim, Ein Chet Baal Yadoi, so that would be in place of a Susi Yag L'Torah, and you won't have to live a complicated life.